Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why we know the Spirit never dies. Truly, I am the weeping prophet and I wear it with a badge of honor. Hallelujah. First, I give glory and honor to God, my Father. Lord God, that right now he keep me close to him. Lord God, I thank my pastor again. Hallelujah. I bow to the God in her. I bow to the God in her. Thank you, Jesus. Maurice sang it for me. Anointing, fall on me. Hallelujah. And lastly, church, I thank God for all of the church members, my church family. Right now, I thank all the visitors, Lord God, and all the people that God will use today, Lord God, to even continue to raise up his name in this place. I won't be before you long, but I did not promise. That was my intent. I seen it go wrong already, so let us bow our heads and empty our minds. Oh, Holy Father, as you keep me close, by way of your holy and divine spirit, take complete control. Use me as your empty vessel. Allow your supernatural power to open up our minds, and we will be transformed in your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us all just raise our heads and say amen. Amen. I have the honor of preaching on the fifth word once again. Last year I had the fifth word, of course, and it was obey your thirst. Some may remember. So let us hear what he is saying for us for the fifth word in this season. First, my word comes from the Gospel of John 19:28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. These were the shortest of the seven words that Jesus spoke from the cross. And as everybody has went, Lord God, and he knows us before, he knows all of our word before we spoke it. But October, Deacon in Training, Sean, Destiny. I smile because it kind of lined up with my word. And now speaking strictly on what our destiny is probably, what our destiny is in God, for God's people today. My message, church, is a New Testament state of mind. Some may remember be reminded of a very famous song, New York State of Mind, written by a famous singer, Billy Joel. It may remind you of a rap version of New York State of Mind released by Nas. Others, young adults, may recall a rap Empire State of Mind released by Jay-Z featuring Alicia Keys. All of the versions declare that the state of mind is something to be experienced and tries to make it seem exciting. They all agree that there is nothing equal to the New York state of mind. I differ. Jay-Z's rap depicts New York state of mind in one of his verses as, the city of sin is a pity of whim. Good girls gone bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip and now she got her bus out. Everybody ride her just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin, and Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church ends. Wow. All I could think was truly, is this the state of mind we need to embrace? So what was the state of mind I now had to ask me? What was this? I am hearing in my spirit, and my spirit said, this is an Old Testament state of mind, clearly. A mindset stuck and trapped in bondage and in sin. Yes. Caught up in following the crowd. Yes. living a fallen state of mind, living outside of God's grace, hearing about our Lord and Savior, but acting as if the Old Testament is still here and he hadn't come. Yes, clearly the New York state of mind, the Empire state of mind, the equivalent of the old state of mind. I know as a young adult, I listen to songs, and a lot of times I miss the lyrics and the impact of the lyrics. I now can see young adults caught up in the beat, dancing, because it was a catchy tune to the music. But then I see the enemy so sneaky. You think that you're just singing lyrics, but what you are really doing is declaring these things over yourself. You are declaring these things in your life, changing the state of mind over time, singing it over and over again so sin can take hold of you. And soon you can't even see yourself out of sin. This Old Testament state of mind, it sows seeds into death. Paul says it in Romans 7:5. For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions operated through the law in every part of us. And we bore fruit to death. Soon we accept our sin and even claim more of it as a badge of honor. As it transforms your state of mind to accepting sin in your life as a fact of life and blocking out the truth. Now Jesus had to experience this place, this Old Testament state of mind, leading up to his thirst. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? My mindset that feels completely separated from God and has received the sins of the whole world, surrounded by sin and death. He cries out, I thirst. Metaphorically, this thirst is dissatisfaction, the craving of the mind for something which has not been, which it pines for. Even an insatiable desire for something made manifest so that he can drink this cup so that we may be saved. I thirst, cried out of his mouth. And he had the bittersweet taste of the sins of this entire world as he drinks the cup of death. Luke 22:42 says, as he hung up on the cross, he says, Father, if it be thou will, be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. This New Testament state of mind was then resurrected as sin was reconciled and we were redeemed. Matthew 26:28. For this is my blood, the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Thirst to drink the cup until the day of the Lord's return. The thirst now is given to us by God to wash away our appetite for sin. Yes. We aren't the same when we truly receive that New Testament state of mind. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah. This is who we are. We are the New Testament. Be thirsty. Change your mind. Romans 12:2 says, and be conformed not to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This thirst will create the desire to action, to spiritually seek to drink the cup of the New Testament. This New Testament state of mind, hallelujah, God. John 14:12 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do. This is the new covenant, and we now have a new power operating in us, that he will not leave us alone. John 14:26 says, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He shall teach us all things and bring all things to our remembrance. Whatsoever have I said to you, The New Testament state of mind knows and declares that the Holy Ghost power is all powerful. Lord God, here that we over here have all dominion and all power through this New Testament state of mind, the mindset brought on by a thirst for the cup of the New Testament. It tells us exactly who we are in Christ, declaring now that death does not have dominion and power over our lives. This new mindset allows us to know how the love of God saved us. Paul said it in Romans 8, 35, 37 through 39. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Can affliction, can anguish, can persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than victorious through him who loved us. For I am persuaded. I'm persuaded that not even death, nor life, nor height, nor depth, nor powers, nor principalities, any other creature will have the power to separate us from the love of Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. Now we gave to him a new, now we have been given the new mindset, the mindset of Christ. Hallelujah. The mindset now allows us obedience unto life. I want to continue to thirst. Church, let us continue to thirst that we may drink the cup, declaring the Lord's death and resurrection, knowing he shall return. 1 Corinthians 11:25. After the same manner, also he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, this is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it. In remembrance of me, a New Testament state of mind. Amen. Amen.